Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We're going to be learning about the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash. I love learning these in Yanam of Mikdash. Gets you all excited about the Binyan HaBayis, Amir Tashem, Herav Yameinu. We're going to dedicate this shir L'Schus Boaz Sagi Ben Naomi. He and his whole family should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeim. It says about Yaakov Avinu, v'yira v'yomer v'yomer makom hazeh. When he woke up from his sleep and he had this prophetic dream, he was afraid and he said, how awesome is this place? In the Panim Yafos, on the parasha, he writes that manorah ha'makom hazeh is midin ma'ir mikdash, because of the mitzvah of having to fear the mikdash. So he said, how awesome is this place? There's Moira HaMakom, Moira Mikdash. There's Moira Mikdash, and so is brought in the name of the Briska Rav. And he's Medayik like this from the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira. The Rambam writes, Perek Beis, Umisaris Biad Chachomim, Biad HaKol, Shamakom Shabana Bo, Dabru Shlomo, Mizbeach Begar and Arvina. Who am Makom Shabana Bo Avram Hamizbeach, Okadal of Yitzchak, who am Makom Shabana Bo Noyach, Vikishelzim and Atev, who am Makom Shehikriv Alav Kain Behevel, Vohikriv Adam Arishan, Karban Kshinivra, Misham Nivra, Amru Chachamim Adam, Imakom Kaparoso Nivra. So you see from this Rambam that the Makom HaMikdash already was already an important place. From the beginning, from Adam brought his carbon there, Noach brought his carbon there, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So the Briska Rav is medayik from here that it was already had a din mikdash even before Yaakov Avinu came, a bit before the binyan beis hamikdash, right? So nevertheless, it's shayach the din of Morim mikdash, because there was already this kedusha there before the actual binyan. You see that Adam, Noach, the Avos, they all went there. They all brought carbon. The Adam brought his carbon there, and so did Noach. Abraham Avinu did the Akedah there. But the Chor, we have to understand, Makom HaMikdash was miskadish al-yidei David u'Shlomo, zvachem chavdal ramad alef. David kidesh ad aritz tehoima, v'Shlomo kidesh tabinyan. David was miskadish all the way to the depths, to the abyss, and Shlomo was miskadish the actual building. Look in the Taras HaKodesh and zvachem there, and the Radbaz in Ochos Beis HaBechira writes that David was Mekadesh the Makom and Shlomo was Mekadesh the Binyan. Akopanim, how do we know that Mizman HaAvos there was already Makom HaMikdash Makudash? How do we know it was already holy? Hare, we find that David HaMelech was told that he's a mitzvah to look for a place for the Beis HaMikdash. So it's mashma that until David there was no Kviyus Makom HaMikdash, but from the Rambam, writes Adam Arishon the Avos were makar v'makom hamikdash makar b'pirkei d'Rav Eliezer, it's muchach l'chora that the place was already holy. So to explain this, we are going to go with the derech of Hagoyen Rav Yaakov David Ilan Shlita. The Meshech Chachma says that b'karban Noach u'b'karbanos shehikrivu ha'avos, since the hakrava was b'makom hamikdash, it has a din of carbon mikdash, and it doesn't have a din of a carbon b'bama. Rather, it's like bringing a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, not in a regular personal mizbeach, but in the Beis HaMikdash. Ayin sham in the Meshech Chachma, that for this reason, it says, by Noach, l'reach nichoach. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a reach nichoach, here also there's a reach nichoach. U'kumokein, dinei kli b'shchita, we also learn the dinam of kli for shchita from the pasuk of Vayikach Hasamach Elus Shchotes Beno, and that's said by Akedas Yitzchak. According to a lot of Rishonim, you need kli sharis b'shchita. You see that by Avram Avinu. So it must be that the hakrava there, the Makom HaMikdash, had a din of a kravah shel mikdash even before the actual bayis. So we see that mizman adam arishon is kadesh hamakom, the red makom already became holy b'kedushas hamikdash v'tzarech iyun, again that we see in the gemara that it was David Shlomo or makadesh the makom. So what's going on over here in the Kiryas Sefer Perakei Mibes HaBechira? He writes that it would appear that kedushas harabayis was given by Avraham Avinu. He called it har Lo kavrom shikro har the bakanta gemara meseches psachim daf peches amir aleph. So Avraham Avinu gave the mokum kedushas harabayis. Har Hashem yiroi. Kedusha says Zara. Yitzchok went a step further and he gave it Kedusha says Zara. He called it a sode. Tichsiv vayetze Yitzchok lesuach basode. And the Azara is kisode she'ena mechusa. So the Azara is like a field that is not covered. It's open. It's open air. It's an open air temple. So Memele Yitzchok called it Sada, he gave it a din. Sada, din Kedusha says Zara, and then Kedusha Tabayis itself, that was from Yaakov Avinu, like it says there in that very self same Gemara, Psachim Peches, that Yaakov Avinu, Kro Bayis, Yaakov Avinu called it a house, Ein Zekim Beis, Elokim, Akor Advarim, is in the Sifri, in Parashas Vizos, Habrach, and look also in the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer, who brings from Mahareiz Margolios that the Makom was Miskadesh Al Yidei Adam Harishon Vinoach, and the Chasim Sofer asked that we don't find such a thing, that they were Mekadesh the Makom. We find that Avram Avinu was Bahar Hashem Yeroah. Akopanim, we see that Kiddush Makom HaMikdash is Lekol HaPachos Mizman HaAvos, and the Avos were Makriv Karbanos B'Makom HaMikdash Kedine Karban Mikdash, like we saw earlier in the Meshech Chachma. So now we understand how it's Shayich Mizman HaAvos Dimar Mikdash. We see that was from the Avos, but we still have to understand. David was commanded to search out, seek out the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was supposed to be Koveh the Makom HaNifchar. So, well, which one is it? So there's a Radak in Tehillim Kuflam Beis on Beis, and for in the interest of terseness, I won't quote the whole Radak, but the Radak writes at the end, Hakopanim lo nisbarim yada Avram Avinu shaha yiyya makom hahu makom hanifchar lebeis hamikdash ledoros. That it's not clear if Avram Avinu knew that it would be wholly sanctified for all the generations. So apparently what the Radak means, you can look at his whole lashon, and again, Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis Beis, what he means is that yes, Avram Avinu was mekadesh the makom hamikdash, aval who lo yada, he didn't know that this is going to be Lidoros. So Avraham Avinu didn't make the din of Bechira Nitzchis al Makom HaMikdash, because he didn't know if this place is going to be forever, and therefore it's Kikidush Lazman. It's only for it's like a temporary Kiddush. Umimela Adain Bizman HaAvos, there was no din Bechira and the Makom HaMikdash, it was only Lazman. And that's the Tzivui for David HaMelech. David, Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, the Nitzchius of David. So that also applies to the Beis HaMikdash. David was Mekadish, the Beis HaMikdash, Lonetzach. Whereas for Avraham Avinu, it wasn't Lidoros. That's why we need the Din of Bechir with Lidavir. David and Shlomo, that makes it Lidoros. And according to this, that means Man Avraham Avinu, the place was already Miskadish, even though the Kiddush wasn't Lidoros. Nevertheless, there was Kiddush. We can say that there was Din of Mora Mikdash, like we said at the beginning of the Shir. That it would appear that the din of Mora Mikdash is not shayich to the binyan HaMikdash itself, but rather, as we discussed in the previous shir, that it's mishum kedushas hamakom v'kedushas hashchina shebamakom zeh, that the moira is from misha hisir ala mikdash, and it's not midin kedushas habayis and yevamis. Famous Vav Hamid Beis, we learn from the pasuk that Mora Mikdash is knowing even Bizman, also Bizman is She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Tichsiv Es Shabsoi Tzai Tishmaru U'Mikdashi Tiro Mashmir Mura B'Shabbos Le'olam Af Moira HaMura B'Mikdash Le'olam, just like Shabbos is guarded forever, so too the fear of the Beis HaMikdash is forever. Megillah Chavches, there's a pasuk V'Hashimosi that Af Kishahim Shomimim, even though the Beis HaMikdash is desolate, there's still a din of Mora Mikdash. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, Milchus Beis Bechira, Lacha Zayin, brings the din of Mora Mikdash Bizman Hazeh, and the Ravid is in Masig, and the Aruch Lener already asked Nivamis, Turiyev, and Megillah Chavches, Milchus Chinuch, Memanav Shach. According to the Rambam, that Paskin, Fimandi Omra, Kedusha, Kitcha, La'asid Lavo, and Makriven, Afal Pisha Ein Bayis, why do we need a pasuk that there is Mora Mikdash Bizman Hazeh? Why is it necessary to have a pasuk? Hare, according to the Rambam, the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash was La Sidlavo and Makriven Alpha Pisha Ein Bayis. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you that there's Mara Mikdash Bisman Hazeh. And according to the Ravid, who paskins like the man the Omar, that Lo Kitcha La Asid Lavo, why Be'emes is there a Din Mora? The Kedusha of the Mikdash is Betela. So there are Rishonim who say that according to the Ravid, indeed, there are Achronim who say that according to the Ravid, indeed, there is no Din Mora Mikdash Bisman Hazeh Min HaTorah. And the Gemara that darshins it from a pasuk is an asmachta. But if that's very difficult to accept, because if so, why wasn't the Ravid masik on the Rambam? The Rambam says there's a din of Mora Mikdash, and the Ravid doesn't comment. Why doesn't he say anything? Okay, some say the Ravid doesn't always, even though he disagrees with the Rambam, he doesn't say it every single time, but his ashtika is ktzat ro emet, as they say in modern Hebrew. So it appears as follows, that Adarav, in the Pasuk, we have the Chiddush, that the Din Mora is Mishum Kedushas HaMakom, and that's Lekulei Alma, Bein Laman Diomar Kitcha La'asid Lava, like the Rambam holds, and Bein La'arivit, Sai according to the Rambam, Sai according to the Ravid, like they say in Langwood, or Ravid Paskin's command Diomar, Lo Kitcha La'asid Lava, there is Din Mora Mikdash, because Mora Mikdash is out Kedushas HaMakom, as again we were marich a little bit in a previous shir, that also according to the Rambam, Upaskins, Kitchad Latsid Lavo, just like Bisman Hazeh, the Geder of Mora, is Machmas Kedushas HaMakom, that's not Betela, so too also when there is a bias, the Din Mora is Machmas HaMakom, Velo Machmas HaBayis. And the nafkamina is that even if there's a Beis HaMikdash, but Kedushas HaMikdash was Nischalel, like in Bayis Sheni, Bo Pritzim V'chileluha, like it says in Avodah Zarah, in Bezen and Gimel very famously, that the Goyim came in and they were Mechalel, they desecrated the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, according to a number of Rishonim, that means Nischalel HaBayis, a famous machlokas between the Ramban and the Baal HaMoren of Avodah Zarah, Daphne and Gimel, but nevertheless, Kedushas HaMakom wasn't Mischalel, the Bayis was Mischalel, but the Kedushas HaMakom was not Mischalelas, and because of that, there is still a din of Mora Mikdash, Machmas, Kedushas HaMakom. So even according to the Rambam, even when there's a bias, that doesn't mean that it's only holy because of the bias. The Makom, even if the bias was Mischalel, it's holy because of the Makom. Kedusha remains. And so concluded the Baal HaMar Cheshes B'Kunshus Menchas Chinuch B'Sofo, that he asked that in Bayis Sheni they found the Pach HaShemen, and if the Shemen was Miskadesh, so then the Shemen should be Pasul HaMenorah, because if Yotzei, it's no longer in the Beis HaMikdash, Bo Pritzim V'Chilelua, the Pritzim came in and they were Mechal the Beis HaMikdash, so now the Pach HaShemen is no longer the Beis HaMikdash, it should have been Pasul B'Yotzei. And at the end, he's mitarets that since the place remains mekudesh, it's not considered yotze chutz lemechitzaso ayin sham baal amarcheshes b'kunshus menchas chinuch b'sofo. So it's not considered yotze mechutz lemechitzaso because the makom is still holy. And for this reason, it doesn't appear correct what the achronim explain of what we sing on after adlakas neiros ufartzu chomos migdalai v'timu kol hashmanim, that since there were parades nisbatil kedushas hamikdash, and since they were parades and Nizbatel Kedushas HaMikdash, we no longer say that Mashke Beis Mitbachaya Eino Nitma, that the liquid of the Beis Mitbachaya and Beis HaMikdash is not Tame. Rather, it can become Tame, but if that's the case, then how did they use it? How did they use the Shemen? So the answer is that the Makom still remain holy. The Makom still remain holy, because if it can be Nitma now, then the Goyim were then it should be Pasul Biyotze. If the Bais was Mischalil, then it should be Pasul Biyotze, because now it could be Nitma. Partsu Chomas Migdalai, that Vitimu Hashmanim, that the Etzem Pirtza, that they broke in, they were Mechal of the Makom, now the Shmanim can be Nitma. So then why didn't it become Tamei Biyotze? Why didn't it become Tamei Biyotze? So they want to say Partsu Chomas Migdalai Vitimu Hashmanim. In fact, they were Porates, makes it that now they you could be Metami the Shmanim. And we no longer say Mashke Beis Mitbachayin or Nitma. But then how come it isn't Nitma Biyotze? The answer is because the Makom is still holy, and therefore remained in the confines of the Makom HaMikdash. However, the Lashon of the Ramban and the Ritva in Sham Makas Yutes, it's Mashma, that the Makom was also Mischalel when the Pritzim came. And therefore, one opinion holds that Lo Kitcha Lasid Lavo, they were even Mechalel, the Makom. Okay, but that's not according to Shita Saramba. According to Shita Saramba, the Makom is still holy. Dimor is Machmas Kedushas HaMakom. But we can say that not only is there a Kedushas HaMakom, but there's also Mor Mitzad HaBinyan. Because also in the Mishkan, Novin Givon, Shiloh, B'Vadaya, Yad Dimor HaMikdash, there's no Kedushas HaMakom, there's only Kedushas Mechitzes. Ayein B'Meshe Chochma Parshas Pekudei, Uvitaris Ka'akodesh, Zvachim Chof Dalit Amid Aleph, Uvidivre HaMaharsha, Al Toysis Shavuos Tezayin Amid Aleph, that there's no Kedushas Makom in the Mishkan. However, the Lashon of Hagon Rabbeinu Gershon Moor Hagola and Menachas Tzadi Hei is that there was Kedushas Makom, but Mishkan, nevertheless, even according to Rabbeinu Gershon, that's Dafko when the Mikdash was Al-Makomo. So similarly, it would appear that the Mishkan didn't have any special Kiddush on the Avir, Ad Rakia, Kemosha Haya B'Mikdash. The Kiddusha of the Mishkan was only B'Soch HaMechitzis. Again, according to Meshech Chachma, Taharas HaKodesh, Maharsha, that there was no Kedushas Makom there. The Kiddusha was only in the Mechitzis. And therefore, the Din Mora was Kedushas Mechitzis V'Habinyin. And after the Maharshan, the Maharshal, the beginning of Erevin, talk about the din of Mora Mishkan. So after the Mishkan moved, there is no longer a din Mora, since there is not any more Kedushas HaMakom. So now we can say that Bizman HaMikdash, there are two dinim of Mora. One is Mitzat Kedushas HaBinyan, and another is Mitzat Kedushas HaMakom. And the makor of these two dinim are the two pesukim in Chazal, the din of Mora Mikdash. We have one pasuk, V'Hashimosi, and we have another pasuk that we learn from Shabbos, that's brought in the first parak of Yevamos. And then Kishacharav HaMikdash, there is now din Mora only mitzad kedushas hamakom. There is no longer kedushas mechitzis. There's only kedushas hamakom. There's no longer kedushas habinyan. There's only kedushas hamakom. And according to this, we can say, even though the pasuk of Vahashimosi is telling you that, even though it's desolate, it's still holy. And the alfusa from Shabbos is also that it's holy forever. What do you need two for? So one is teaching you Kedushas, even though it tells you even when it's destroyed. But Akopanam, we have two sources, so somehow maybe we can derive from there the two Kedushas, but I wouldn't sign on it. But the idea of having two Kedushas, without finding the source, that we hold stark of, because we have the Kedushas HaMishkan, which is only Kedushas HaMakom, and then Kedushas HaBayis, which is only Kedushas HaMakom, so why shouldn't the Beis HaMikdash have that also? and we proved also the Beis Hamikdash has Kedushas Makom. So according to this, we can say that also according to the Rabbi Patzkin Tzman Dar Melo Kitchet Lasid Lavo, there's an Isser Mora Min HaTorah Machmas Kedushas HaMakom, that even though the Kedushas B'Teileb is Manazeh, but since the Din Mora is not Machmas Habayis Shehaya, for that the Kedusha was Batal, and it's no better than Shiloh and Novin Givon, that there's no Din Mora B'Zmanazeh, but since even the Kedushas Makom HaMikdash was Batal according to the Ravid, nevertheless, even according to the Ravid, there is still a Din Bechira in this Makom, like the Briska Rav explained, Shitas HaTosis B'Zvachim Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, that for this reason, even L'man De'Omar, Lo Kitchad Lasid Lavo HaBomos Asuros. Why, if you hold Lo Kitchad Lasid Lavo or HaBomos Asur, there's no more Kedusha there, so why are you answering Bomos? And that's because Kvar Nivchara Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was chosen, Makom HaMikdash was chosen, and that Din Bechira Asur's Bomos, like the Lashon of the Rambam, Mechus Yisodei Torah, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Mishenivcha Yerushalayim, Nes Rabamos. And this Din Bechira creates Kedusha Shechina, Al HaMakom Le'inyin, Shekan Yibona HaBayis HaShlishi, and because of this, there's a Din Mora, and you can't compare it to Shila, Nov, and Givon, where there was no Din Bechira. And therefore, when the place moved, there's no longer a Din Mora. And Harav Ilan Zatzal, in the Sefer Torah HaKodesh, Mordechai Ilan, the very Choshev Sefer, and Yanni Mikdash, Chelek Aleph Simen Beis, and Chelek Beis Simen Yotes, was Marich in this Nakuda. Akopanim, even according to the Ravid, in the Makom HaMikdash, it's going to be chosen for Bayis Shlishi. So that Asir's Bamos, and that creates this din of Mora Mikdash. So now we can discuss that after Zman HaAvos, even though it was Miskadesh, nevertheless until David, there was no Din Mora, since there was no Bechira yet, and the Kedusha was Betel, and it's like Shiloh, Nov, and Givon, that they have no Din Mora La'acha Chorbanam, since there's no Bechira there. Only B'makom HaMikdash La'achar Bechiras David, which is La'olam, there is a Din Mora also B'zman HaZeh. And that's what it says in Chronicles 2, in Divrei Hayomim, V'ata b'chardi v'kedashti habayis la'olam. In other words, only bizman David haye b'chira la'olam, and not bizman ha'avos. Meseches Brachos, we say that hayomid beretz Yisrael yechaven libo keneged. If a person is in Chutz La'aretz, yechaven libo keneged Yisrael. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, yechaven libo keneged Yerushalayim. Hayomid b'Yerushalayim, Mishmim Chavin is Lev Keneged, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yerushalmi says, Af b'Chorbano. Why Af b'Chorbano? And that's Midin Bechira. That's not Batal also b'Zman HaZeh. So, based on everything we said, we can understand the Pasuk now. Yaakov Avinu says, Manora HaMakom HaZeh. It's Shaykh Tavadin Mora by Yaakov Avinu because the Makom was Miskadesh. U'mishum Kedushas HaMakom v'Ashuras HaShchina, there is a mitzvah of Mora, that's Moradik. In the Rambam, Hilchos Beis Bechira, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, we see that the Isser of Asiyas Tavnis HaMikdash VaKelim, not making a likeness of the Mikdash and the Kelim, is Midin Mora Mikdash, like the Minchas Chinuch explains in Mitzvah Reish Nun Dalid. And so it would appear in the Chinuch there, and the Kiryas Sefer in Hilchos Beis HaBechira there, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this din. So we see that the din of Isser Asiyas HaMikdash VeKelav is no egg, also Bizman HaZeh. So we can say that that's only Shitatzen, that's Kitchel Lasid Lavo. And it's like the Binyan is Kayim, and it's Shaykh Isser Asiyas Tavnis. But midin moirish al makom hamikdash, this din isn't shaykh, because asiyas tavnis hamikdash is shaykh to aser rak mitzad moirish ish mitzad abayis atzma. So and that's not shayach b'zman hazeh. So if it's kitchel asid lavo, it's ki'ilu habayis kayim, and le'inyan zeh shayach moraga b'zman hazeh. So even though we said that after it was destroyed, so there's still kedusha samakom there, so that's enough to aser the kedusha remains, the kedusha samakom remains from the bayis. So that's enough to aser tavnis. That's enough to aser to make a likeness of the mikdash and the kelim. But it's shver, it's difficult to say, according to the Ravid, that lo kitches lasid lavo, that there's going to be an iser ba'asiyas tavnis bizman hazeh mitzad mora mikdash. And therefore, the iser bizman hazeh is going to be mishum lo tasun. It says in the Gemara, that it's derived from the pasuk lo sasun iti Elohei Chesef, Elohei Zav. So it says not to make Kitmus Shamashai. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Ravid is going to learn like Pashas HaGemara from that pasuk. But according to the Rambam and others, it could also be Mitzad Kedusha Rishona is also Lasid Lava. So that's going to answer making Kedmus Tavnis Mikdash Va'Kelim, because it's as if the Mikdash is still there, the Kedush Samakom remains. So we should be Zelchem Yitz Hashem Bekarav Mamish to see with our own eyes that Yerushalayim is the eternal capital of the Jewish people. Kedusha Nitzchis, when everyone talks about, the Goyim talk about the eternal capital of the Jewish people. So that's from David HaMelech. That's the Bechira Nitzchis. So we should be zelcha to see the binyan b'meheir v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.